All right, check this out. Let's stand together. I want you to stand in honor of the word of God. I want you to open up your Bibles, your sword. Amen. Hopefully, how many have brought your Bibles? Lift your Bible. Let me see the sword. Oh, we got an army in this house. Now, turn to the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible. And I want you to go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 15. And for the next 20 minutes, I just want to bring a shotgun. Amen. Word, that means straight up of something that I know this is for somebody tonight. Somebody here tonight has become a target from the heavens. The heavens have targeted you tonight. Exodus chapter 1, verse 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was Sipra, and the other one was Pua. And he said, when you are helping the Hebrew woman to give birth and see them upon the birth stool, if it is a son, then you should put him to death. But if it's a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God. Did not do as the king of Egypt had commanded them, but let the boys live. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and let the boys live? Did the midwives say to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwives can get to them. So God was good to the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very mightily, because the midwives feared God, and he established household for them. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We ask you for a prophetic, strong, encouraging, on-target word tonight. I recognize that this is all you, so you're going to get all the glory tonight. We ask you that your presence would just dominate and infiltrate this place, that the glory of the Lord will fill your house. You will surround this house with your holy angels, and you will be a wall about us, oh God, and your glory will be in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen. You may be seated. I have titled tonight's message, Sabotage. Can somebody say sabotage? Don't spit to the person right in front of you. Sabotage. What is a sabotage? A sabotage is any underhand interference to destroy, damage, or disrupt, especially by secret means. Listen carefully tonight. Satan is in the business of sabotage. Somebody here tonight, God has targeted you to spur you from a sabotage that has been taking place in your life, that literally is not only going to affect you, but not only your family, but many others. Satan loves to sabotage relationships. Some of you tonight, there is a conspiracy from hell to sabotage your relationship with your father and your mother, with your relationship with your brothers and sisters, with your relationship with your brothers and sisters right here in church. Some of you, the enemy has targeted you to sabotage your future ministry and your present ministry. He's doing everything possible to interfere, to destroy, to damage and disrupt, especially when you don't even know what is taking place. He wants to sabotage your dreams. He wants to sabotage your anointing. He wants to sabotage your prayer life. He wants to sabotage your integrity. You heard the young lady that spoke here earlier and gave her testimony how the enemy was trying to sabotage her integrity, because your integrity has everything to do with your destiny. And if he knows that he could sabotage what God is doing now, he knows that he could stop what God is trying to accomplish. Because how many know that what God has for you is much more than we can even imagine and even think? Because our God is bigger than big, stronger than stronger. He knows that he has a powerful, awesome, incredible, amazing future laid ahead of you. The problem is that we don't see it. You see in the story how the enemy wanted to sabotage multiplication. He wanted to sabotage potential. He wanted to sabotage the plan of God. God said, be fruitful and multiply. So he wanted to stop the boys from living. He wanted to stop a generation of new young people from rising up and multiplying and becoming powerful in God. Satan, as a matter of fact, is all about power. He seeks to take dominion. You see that in verse 12. The Bible said, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, the more they spread out, so that they were a dread to the sons of Israel. The fact is, the enemy was afraid of what was to become. Can I tell you something? You are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. You are armed and dangerous in the hands of God against the portals of hell, because he knows, the enemy knows, that what's inside of you, the power of God, the spirit of God that is moving inside of you, it's much, much greater than anything that the devil could ever unleash on you. Can somebody give me a good amen? As a matter of fact, I'm about to tell you something that is going to rock your world, and I hope you get a hold of this. You are expected to win. Can somebody say amen? Oh, come on, say it out loud. I am expected to win. Come on, now say it like you believe it. I am expected to win. How many champions do I have here tonight? Champions of the power of God. This is why your pastors are calling you to pray and to fast. Some of you say, but man, that tres leches is just too good. Some of you are saying, but you know, those pastelillos are too good. Some of you are saying, but the pork chops and that fried chicken is just... Ooh, oh. But when you learn that you have a future, please listen to me. If you only realize what is here right now, if you realize that God has target you with a mission, with a commission, with a vision to rock this world, to make a difference in the most important city in the entire world, New York City, my Lord, you are right here in 42nd Street. God has placed you in a place, amen, where you can make a huge difference. And what the enemy wants to do, he wants to sabotage your future. Sabotage by robbing your time and endless times of playing video games. I know none of you go through that, of course. But there's a call of duty from heaven we heard earlier today. God has called you with something greater than wasting time. Don't waste your life. Let me say that again. Don't waste your life in majoring in minors, in minoring in majors. God has targeted you. You say, me, pastor, but look at me. Perhaps you say, but look at me. I feel inferior. I feel like I don't have what it takes. I just feel that I'm not as smart as others. I can't sing like they sing. As a matter of fact, when I sing, people run away. I'm not the smartest kids in class. I'm not the popular kid. I just don't have the right job. I don't have the right sneakers. I don't have none of that. Well, I'm here to tell you that that qualifies you, because God is looking for somebody tonight that is willing to say less of me and more of him. Can somebody give him the glory? And here's the other thing. I'm going somewhere with this. You said, but Pastor Fernando, how does Satan go about sabotaging my future? Watch this. Satan's biggest weapon. Oh, this is so good. I wish I was sitting over there. Hallelujah. Please listen. Satan's biggest weapon is to get you to... Let me say that again. Satan's biggest weapon is to get you to sabotage yourself. That's his trick. That's his trick or treat. He goes about having you disqualify yourself. Sabotage yourself. That's what he was asking these ladies to do. Sabotage your own people. Sabotage yourself. We're here talking tonight about self-sabotage. And Satan will plant a virus, a thought, a spiritual virus into your belief system. Right into the very core of what you really believe. So when you move into action and you rise up and activate yourself, there is something inside of you that he already put that will go something like this. You will self-destruct. You will self-sabotage in 10 seconds. Don't stand up. Don't share about Jesus because they're going to laugh at you. Don't carry your Bible because they're going to call you a Jesus free. Don't raise your hand because that cute girl is going to see you and say, no, I don't like those kind of people. Are you getting the picture? Let me tell you something. The enemy loves spiritual warfare is not about demons, right? That, oh, God, destroy those demons in the air. I'm not worried about the demons out there. I'm worried about what's happening in my head. That's where the real battle takes place. That's where, come on, somebody. That's where the battle is going on tonight. Your problem with lust is not the girl who's walking out there with a nice looking, you know what. It's not, listen, and I'm giving to you straight up. It's not that guy who has the biceps. The battle is not really out there. Your battle in the self-sabotage takes place right here. Greediness, jealousy. It's amazing how many young people will sabotage themselves through jealousy and envy, comparing themselves constantly with others. And the reason why is because they're always feeling inferior. And so what your real battle is inferiority. And what you need to get a hold of the fact is that you have a new identity in Jesus. You are complete in Jesus. Colossians said, you're already complete. Turn to somebody and say, neighbor, you already got it all. We get jealous of people who don't have it all when we have it all. Does that make any sense? The fact is you already complete. You have been made whole. You have everything that you ever need. You have all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. You sit upon heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You have all of the weapons that you need to make warfare. You already have the Word of God. You have the Holy Spirit. You got the power of God. You got the mind of Christ. You got the righteousness of Christ. You got the life of Christ. You got the resurrection power of God. Is anybody here hearing what I'm trying to tell you tonight? You are blessed. We sabotage ourselves when we are in denial. When the Word of God comes forth, even from this pulpit, and Pastor Patrick preaches his heart out at you. He seeks the face of God and speaks into your heart, and you go into denial and say, no, my problem is this and that. And all along, God is speaking to your heart. We go into self-sabotage when we are stubborn. How many stubborn people do I have here tonight? And some of you, you're so stubborn, you won't even raise your hand. You just you're hard head. In Spanish, we call them cabeciduro. I like it better in Spanish. Just hard head. Stubborn, like a mule. And God says, go this way. And you go the other way. And what I'm about to tell you right now, God told me specifically to say it, so I'm going to say it. Because I don't want to be cabeciduro. Remember Jonah? Jonah was going through a self-sabotage period in his life. God says, I want you to go to Nineveh. And what does he do? He goes and gets in a boat, spend a lot of money. I mean, he went in the total opposite direction to Tarshish. And Tarshish is believed to be in the southern part of Spain, the total opposite direction. He must have spent a lot of money to go that way. It was going to take many months to get over there. And so he goes in the opposite direction. And here's how the book goes. It's four chapters. And I'm going to give it to you really quick. The first chapter, you see him running from God. Are you running from God tonight? You sabotaging. God is saying, I want you to go in this direction, but you're going in a different direction. God says, I want you to ministry, but you say, no, I'm just too busy to do it. God says, I want you to go to church and commit yourself more, but you say, no, it's that I want to do this. I want to get more involved in this. And God says, no, but I want you to reach these people. He said, but I don't like those people, God. And this is what happened to Jonah. He didn't like those people because the people from Nineveh, the Assyrians, used to come. They used to come and kill people and cut off their heads and make a mountain, a huge mountains with their heads. So he ran from God, and then they end up throwing him off the boat. But let me just say this. When you run from God, other people are affected by that. When you go through self-sabotage, other people will be hurt, will hurt and experience the storm that you will find yourself in. And then he gets thrown into the sea, and we know the story. We don't know what kind of a fish, because it doesn't say it was a whale, but we speculate that it was a whale, because we know through history that whales have swallowed up people and lived for 3 days. Historical research shows us clearly that has happened. But then we see him running from God. Watch this. Then he runs to God. And that's what God wants you to do tonight. Perhaps you have sabotaged something in your life. Perhaps you have gone the total opposite direction. But be like Jonah. Run to God. And the Bible says that the fish vomit him out. Can you imagine that? Oh, man, that's 3 days later. All that slime and smell and salty and gastric juices from the... He gets out, and then not only do we find that he run from God, he ran to God, but he runs with God. And then when he started running with God, he had the biggest revival ever. Over 200,000 people got saved at one time, and a whole city got spared from the judgment of God. But then he started sabotaging again, because all habits are hard to kick. And the Bible says he got angry with God. He got angry at God and he got ahead of God because he wanted them all killed. You see, that's why I didn't want you, I didn't want to go, God. It's like some of you. This is why I don't want to reconcile with my parents, because I know they were going to act like that. This is why I didn't want to forget this person, because I was afraid they were going to act this way. This is why I didn't want to take this step, because I know it was going to come out this way. I wonder what's your sabotage tonight. As a matter of fact, let me ask you this question. Are you sabotaging your future with anger? How many, be honest, how many of you struggle with anger? Let me see your hand. Anger. Angry. We have a generation today. Please, and I say this with all the love that I have in my heart from Jesus. Please listen. Some of you are so angry, you don't even know why you're angry. You're angry. You're upset. Maybe you were hurt. Maybe you were let down. Maybe you were given false promises. I know I was angry when my parents got divorced. I know I was angry because I didn't feel that was a good enough. I just couldn't comprehend why God. I was upset. Angry. Never seen a generation of youth that have been so angry like this one. And maybe because there's never been a generation of youth that had gone through what you're going through right now. But for the love of God, and for the love of the purpose that God has targeted you with, don't sabotage your future. There's so much at stake. Your brothers and sisters, your friends, your future children. Some of you are parents already. You have children. Don't sabotage what God wants to do in you to bless your children. Don't sabotage the relationships that God has given you. Don't sabotage the friendships, godly friendships God has given you for something cheap out there that is not worth what God has given you. He said, but what do I do? Let me just say this, and I'm going to bring this to a close because I'm running out of time here. Please listen. Save the baby. He said, what does that mean? The Bible tells us that the Pharaoh wanted to kill the babies. The babies represented the promise. God has marked you with a promise. You have a promise that has been marked in you. A promise of victory. A promise of godly future. A promise of ministry that will flourish. And I'm talking to you individually and collectively. God has blessed you with a promise. Don't let the enemy, trick you into the deception where you sabotage, amen, the baby, the promise that God has placed in you. And by the way, cut all the saboteurs out of your life. All of those people that you know they don't belong in your life. If you tonight are involved in a relationship that is bringing you spiritually down, the Bible says it's better to pluck your eye out and go to heaven blind than to go to hell with two eyes. Those are strong words by Jesus, but this is essentially what Jesus is saying. It's going to be painful, but it's going to be worth it. How many know tonight that everything in Jesus is worth it? The world cannot compare to the treasure that we have in Jesus. And here's the promise I'm going to close with. God is about to sabotage the sabotage of Satan. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy wanted to bring the people of God down, but little did he know that when it's God, is good. How many know when it's God is good? When it's God, God is in charge. And so it's almost like the boomerang effect. He tried to curse them and with that same motion and force that was coming against the people of God, it came back against Pharaoh later on. I'm here to tell you that though the enemy has tried, and tonight through the poetic messages we heard, through the song that we heard tonight, and through this message, there is a war. There is a real war going on. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God is about to sabotage the sabotage of Satan tonight. And he's about to give you the victory. And all you gotta be is hungry for God and say, God, I'm gonna trust you no matter what it takes. Here's my life, not just my heart, but my whole life. Oh God, I give it to you no matter what the consequences, no matter what Pharaoh will try to do against me. I'm gonna trust in you. Let's stand together. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Lord God, tonight, sabotage. Lord, some of us have rationalized ourselves into lifestyles, into habits that is sabotaging our calling. Some of us tonight are in denial. Lord, it's just a big, big front, a big front, big Lord fortification, trying to stop what you're trying to do, Lord, but yet you're calling, you're still knocking at the door. Oh, hallelujah, saints of God, tonight God is knocking at the door. Lord Jesus, thank you that you never stop knocking at the door. Your love is never ending. We sang that. We believe it. Your love even to the undeserved. And we all undeserve, oh Father God, because grace is not for the good. Grace is for the undeserving, oh Father. And tonight, Lord, we're ready to do warfare. We're ready to bring down the strongholds in our mind, a stronghold in our heart. We're ready to bring down, oh Father, everything that needs to be broken. There's chains that need to be broken, deception that needs to be broken. Tonight, I'm going to make a call. I don't know how many of you will come, but I know for a fact that this message was for somebody tonight. Tonight you would say, Pastor Fernando, tonight I want to break the sabotage that has been going on, what has been robbing my time. I want to break what has been robbing my ministry. I want to break tonight through the power of the Holy Spirit what has been breaking, what has been robbing me of healthy, good, godly relationships. Of having a clear conscience. Some of you don't have a difficult time even worshiping God because you even sabotage your own worship with guilt and shame. And yet the blood of Jesus is readily available to cleanse your mind so you can be free. For it was for freedom that Christ set you free. When I count to three, and you say, Pastor Fernando, tonight I need a breakthrough. I really need a breakthrough. I need a breakthrough tonight. I want to break this thing that has held me down. I want to be free, and I want to walk out of here different. I want to walk out of here changed. I want to walk out of here transformed. I feel the anointing of God here tonight. There is a presence of freedom tonight. You've been wanting freedom. You've been wanting to be set free. You've been asking God, and tonight is your night. Tonight is your turn. Tonight is your time. And when I count to three, so we could do it in an orderly fashion, I want you to come to the altar, not just to come, but I want you to come ready to do battle, ready to break all the sabotage self-sabotage that's been going on. And that's going to require a tremendous amount of courage. It's going to require a tremendous amount of boldness. It's going to require you breaking even the fear. Some of you fear has caused you to sabotage what God wants to do in your life. But God is getting ready to cast fear out of our lives tonight. How many can say amen? So here we go. Are you ready? Let me try that again. I know you're intense. Are you ready? Yes. Praise God. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. You can come forward right now. And we're going to go before the Lord. And we're going to break these things out of our lives. Come on. Just make your way. Break out. And if fear is holding you back, that's your sabotage. If shame is holding you back, that's the sabotage. If guilt is holding you back, that's the sabotage. The self-sabotage that is taking place. Oh, hallelujah. 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 As you come forward, I want you just to block everybody else out in your mind right now. And I want you to focus on the Lord. And we're going to pray. And then we're going to get into some deep worship. There's something about when you worship and you see the greatness of God, you start forgetting about yourself. As you begin to pray right now, all over this place. If you want to kneel down, you could do that. If you want to stand up, it doesn't matter. Eyes closed or it doesn't matter. What matters is you take this moment serious. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow God to begin to do the work right now. Let it go. Let it go. Words spoken against you that has caused you to sabotage even your identity in Christ. Let that go. The bullying that goes around that makes you feel less. That's the saboteurs coming in, trying to make you feel shameful, less of what you are in Christ. Let it go right now. Cast it out of your life right now. That memory, that past thing that you can't seem to let go, let the past be past right now. Let it go. Those words that hurt you, I mean, it really hurt you. It made you angry. Angry. And to this day, you're still hurting. You're still in secret times. You cry out. You say, can anybody hear me? Can I feel so lonely? Nobody understands me. I want you to give that to God right now. Don't sabotage the promise. You feel alone in a crowd. Some of you, you feel ugly. You don't feel up to par. You just feel like, man, I just don't have it. I'll never have it. And you measure yourself by what you see in the television, by the deception that says you gotta look this way, you gotta be this, you gotta have this number in, around your waist, you gotta have this much muscle to feel good about yourself. Self-sabotage. Let it go. Let it go. Worry. You worry. You worry yourself. Some of you can't even sleep right. You're always worried. Faith does not arise because you worry. Give it to Jesus. Sabotage. I want you to begin to sabotage the sabotage of Satan right now. sabotage what he's been trying to sabotage in you right now. There is a holy presence right now. It's the holy presence of Jesus. It's not loud, but it's deep. It's deep. It's going to where you have been afraid to allow anybody to go. Allow Jesus to go in deep, man, deep, deep in your heart, and begin to remove all this false imagination, all this false thought, all these comparisons that you do. You compare yourself daily and daily. What Jesus said already made you complete. You have everything. Sabotage the saboteur. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Send. Oh God. We give you our sin, the biggest saboteur of all. Sin. I want you to give it to Jesus right now. Because something marvelous is about to happen. Something marvelous right now. God is about to give you a clear conscience, a sincere faith, like Timothy says. A clear conscience again. Oh yes, your heart will no longer condemn you. Hallelujah, but the righteousness of God, the blood of Jesus will speak on your behalf. The blood of Jesus still speaks on your behalf. Oh Jesus, we repent deeply. Deeply, Lord, we have repented, but not deeply, oh God. We turn away from our wicked ways, and we turn to you. We call upon you for a new heart, a cleansed heart, a cleansed mind, oh Father. Give us pure eyes again, clean ears, oh God. Oh God, give us a heart that is convicted by the Holy Spirit, who acts quickly, who moves quickly, oh Father. Oh Jesus, tonight we'll remove everything that has sabotaged our prayer life, our time in the Word and in devotions, and Lord, whether it's Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, God, it doesn't matter what it is, Lord, tonight we sabotage the saboteur, and we're going to rebuild the altar of God. We're going to rebuild your altar even right now in our hearts. And Lord, we're going to let you sit in the throne of our hearts, oh Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Tell Jesus right now, come and rule my life. Take domain right now. Come, oh Lord God, I'm going to stop praying. I'm not going to ignore you no more. Forgive me, Lord God. For the Lord tonight says, I miss my time with you. Those precious moments together. I want to be with you each day, but it hurts me when you say you're too busy. Tonight, Lord, we remove busyness, oh God. We destroy that argument, oh God, that will try to crush the word of God in our hearts and crush our time with the Lord. Father, we destroy it right now through the power of the Holy Spirit. We bring down that stronghold now in the name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Lord Jesus, we're going to fear you again, oh God. We're going to fear you and honor you, honor, respect you in the name of Jesus. Lift the heaviness now that has been caused by all the sabotage. Lift the weight that we have carried for so long, the burden of God. We, Lord, set aside every weight that would try to slow us down in this race, every sabotage that would try to slow us down and run in the race, for we want to run to win, for we expected to win. Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Begin to lift your hands and begin to worship. I'm going to turn it over to the worship team right now. Something is about to break. We have an open heaven. We have an open heaven in this house right now. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't say that I'm not spiritual enough. Don't say I'm not good enough. Listen, it was all taken care of at the cross of Calvary. It's only by grace. It's only through grace, through faith alone, in Christ alone.
How many are here for the very first time tonight? By a show of hands, this is your first time ever doing something like this, coming to an altar in front of a church. Raise it real high for us tonight. God bless you. I'm so delighted to have you with us tonight. We have some of our trained staff prayer partners that are here that we would like to minister to those that have come for the very first time, just to pray with you and talk with you before you go. So please stay right here at the front and they'll spend some time in prayer with you. Or maybe if you were backslidden and drifted away from the Lord, but you're recently coming back to the Lord as well, I'd like you to stay, and our prayer partners will talk and minister to you also here tonight. But you know, we were singing a song earlier, freedom reigns in this place, and I began to think, you know, what is that place where freedom reigns? And I thought about just the fact that it's not this building, obviously, but it's a place where you and I continue to trust God when we surrender like you've done tonight, and we give ourselves completely and we just trust God. We trust what he's spoken in his word, what he's promised us. That's when freedom reigns in our life. We walk in freedom and freedom takes control. And that might sound like an oxymoron, but it's true. Freedom, God's freedom takes control. It overtakes us. His blessing overtakes us and becomes a part of our life. And it's something supernatural that God does as you and I just continue to trust him. And this walk is not by feelings. So you're not faking it when you worship God when you don't feel like it, but you're faithing it. There's a difference between faking it and faithing it. Does that make sense tonight? When I'm faithing it, that means I'm trusting God no matter what I feel like, because see, my emotions are like this. One day I feel good spiritually and another day I might not feel good. But see, this is not based on feelings, it's based on faith. Amen? So from now on, we are going to faith it. Amen? It means trust God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap offering tonight. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful word from the Lord, that powerful word from God.